Good morning. And as someone said in chat, yes, it's nice to be back online. The Cook Report's been on a bit of a vacation. Thank you to the engineers and the people involved that got me going again. And so we're back. And today was a special be back thing. I have a co-host from Cambridge, England. That's right. Blab can reach across the world as long as you speak the same language. Except for Scotland, they get a little bit, it's dodgy getting the Scottish accent down. If they talk real fast in Scottish, it just goes right past you. But my co-host today, and I think he's to the side of me. I'm not going to point a finger because one of these will be wrong. If I go, oh, he's over there, he'll be over there. Okay, so we won't do that. And good morning, Kelvin Fagan from Cambridge University. Let's have the 25 word elevator speech.
Hi there, my name's Kelvin. I'm photographer and keeper of the archives, the photographic archives at the Cavendish Laboratory of the Department of Physics here in Cambridge.
And there's some pretty smart people. Kelvin showed me pictures of their new building that's going to go up. Wow, it's pretty cool. So let's go into the show. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk about tactical tips for SEO, and I'm going to change it to just tips for SEO because that's easier to say. Okay, so let's just keep it simple. Tips for SEO involves the basic things of: do you want more traffic? You want more conversions, you want more reach. Okay. I contend that you want more conversions. And the way that you get conversions is you have quality content. Now, you can't expect SEO is just going to wave a magic wand and bazinga, you got the top of a cat, excuse me, you got a top of a category and you have no competitive competition messing with you. Now, even if SEO did manage to do that, the client may not see much in the way of return, as it's easy for visitors to click other listings and compare other people. So at the same time, you've got a long tail search term of, let's say, photography in Cambridge. There's probably another link or two that's in that same niche. So you're going to have to constantly monitor, measure, and correct those instances of SEO that simply aren't working. If you have a landing page that just doesn't perform, then it's messed up. And I don't know what to do about that. But let's just talk about real quick the SEO checklist when you're revisiting your site and checking that things are correct. These are the items that the Salesforce checklist, and I'll have the link in the show notes like I always do on every show. So the first one they list is the title tag. Make sure your keywords in your title tag and that you've got it into the heading tag for your browser. So if you've got an H1, then they know that that's the most important. Your title tag must be that. And it contains the word photography like we just referenced a minute ago. So it's going to work. The page URL, sometimes you have to tweak and modify the, maybe it's a WordPress site and you've got a post up there. You'll have to tweak that title to get the word photography in it if that's your long-tailed search. If that's the one, we're using that example because we have a co-host that's a photographer, right? So that's what you use. Now, when you modify the names, sometimes you're going to have a space. And some people have had the debate, well, you have to use an underscore. Other people say you have to use a hyphen. I'm telling you right now, use a hyphen. If you use an underscore, the bot is going to consider the first word underscore and the last word is all one word. And sometimes that will beat you up very bad. So use a hyphen. Images all must have an alt tag. If it's a picture of a bowl of fruit, the alt tag should not be image 27456-2.jpg. Call it bowl of fruit. Call it what it is. And the same with image file names. Okay. The alt tag and the file name should be consistent with what the image is. If it's a logo of Cambridge University. Say, this is the logo for Cambridge University. Don't call it something that it's not. Okay. And thank you in the chat for the people that are telling their friends. Appreciate it. Welcome to new people that just popped in. And right now we're going through the checklist on SEO. Keyword density. You want it to be around 5 to 7%. And without going into a whole bunch of knife handles on that, the way to sharpen up that keyword density and prune it to what it needs to be, there's apps out there that'll count it, and you can score your SEO performance on your site and make adjustments accordingly. You need a meta description. Notice I didn't say meta keywords. Meta keywords, I hate to say it, but they're deprecated. They're no longer used. So the meta tag for keywords, and then it says equals, blah, blah, blah. You put all those keywords in there. Don't do it because there's nobody using it. It's a big search engine because keywords have been overloaded with spam so much now that they're deprecated. They're not even considered part of the element. Didn't the page content, be helpful, be relevant, and have high quality content. And the reason for that is user experience. I've said it probably too many times, but user experience is what makes people come back to your site. Get in there the first time with SEO and then have good quality content. And they go, wow, this guy really knows. This photography site at Kelvin is spot on. Great. I'm going to be back. Or he's got great clip art available of images of Cambridge, England that I'm going to use for my blog or whatever. So enjoy those. There's going to be in the show notes a WordPress SEO checklist that I've made a presentation on SlideShare, and I won't go into all those right now because I don't like to have a long show because I don't have a user experience that's that long. It's just not cricket, as they say in the mother country. Now, the gravy on the potatoes today, you know, you get into your blog and you go, what am I going to blog about today? Am I going to do behind the scenes or current events or homework assignment or some form of encouragement quote? What's that going to be? I just don't know. Well, there's now on HubSpot a blog topic generator that you just put in the keywords that you want to have. And so in the sample that I built, it'll be in the show notes. It's going to say Guy R. Cook was the first term, and then web developer, and then podcast. Okay. And then the generator comes back with 15 best blogs to follow about Guy R. Cook. I wish there was that many, but there's not. But anyway, that's what it'll do. It'll automatically crank out the topics for you. It's a great link. Check it out. Also, we're talking about bonuses. There's going to be the Undisputable Laws of Content Marketing Success from Marcus Sheridan. Great document, and it'll speak for itself once you get into it and look at it. It's not a real long thing. Like I said, it's only 33 laws. That's the one that's going to be a bookmark you'll go back to again and again, because it's quality content, and you're going to revisit that. Make your site easy to share. If you've done all the SEO things right, and somebody goes to your webpage, they go, wow, this is really good. I wish there was an easy way to share it. That's your fault. If there's not an easy way to share it, then it won't get shared. It's got to be simple, easy, one-click thing to do, because we know they're already on the computer, right? So we get them to join, and then it becomes even easier. Thank you to Kelvin for putting the link for the blog topic generator in the chat, and I hope that comes back in the notes. But again, it'll be in the show notes if it's not something you can see in the recording. So the shout-out time. Thank God, says Kevin. Shout out time, because he was up late. Thank you to Edinburgh Dusters. The whole Cook Report project would have never got off the ground, never started, had not Fraser made the graphics and said, hey, let's call it the Cook Report. And well, we did, and it's on and it's happening. Okay. Thanks to Passing Places Insider Club. Kevin Scullion has this website, passingplaces.scot. It'll be in the show notes. Check it out. It's about travel in Scotland and things to see and do there. And being he's lived there all his life, you know, you don't have to watch the movie Braveheart. You can just go and see his site. Okay. Easy done. Big thanks to Blab for making this all possible. The recording process is great. You make a recording, and when you're done, you close out the session. They email you a recording that's got the MP4, the MP3 files, and an embed link so you can pop it into your blog straight away. Great tool. And so, as I say at the end of every show, those three magic words that I say when the show's over, it's a wrap.